You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am DJ Hoey D.
And I'm Alex, who no longer goes by DJ Anxiety because it was dumb.
And yeah, she's back. And we are here with, I guess, the technical first episode of, even though we had episode zero last week, of Don't Assume My Genre, season two.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yes, pretty exciting. So.
Yeah. Maybe this time you won't talk about me the whole time.
Maybe. Anyway, our first song is Try It Again by The Hives, which I think a pretty underrated band. So let's give this song a whirl. And that was Try It Again by The Hives, and I realized I forgot to introduce. We have some guests in the booth with us. They're not talking because they're not important enough, but we got Will over here doing probably something with FIFA. We got the return of CB, a.k.a. DJ, I'm Not Your Dad, sitting in the chair over there. And then we have Teresa, our most dedicated fan from last year.
Call me unimportant.
Slightly more. All right, Teresa and CB are slightly more important.
Teresa was the one who listened to our show during what was it, chemistry or math?
During chemistry.
Yeah, during chemistry every week. So she holds a special place in the hearts of Don't Assume My Genre.
That is true.
All right, so our next song is Greetings from California by The Neighborhood. So as Joe likes to say, let's give it a whirl. That was Greetings from California by The Neighborhood.
Our next song is Sober Up by AJR with featuring Rivers Cuomo on it. And I think it's a solid listen.
Is Rivers Cuomo the guy from Weezer?
He is from Weezer, band, which I'm not too much of a fan.
What?
But
what? I'll kill you!
AJR.
Some bangers, though.
AJR, this is, this is a pretty much of a banger, I believe. Let's give it a listen.
Supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb. And I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk. Best is buds. We said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb.
And that was AJR featuring Rivers Cuomo with Sober Up from AJR's new album, The Click. Highly recommended. Very good album. Take it from there, Alex.
Yeah, you do listen to those songs quite a lot from that album.
They are pretty solid.
They're pretty good. Our next song is Boyish by Hippocampus. And this song isn't quite a banger, but it's a jam. So enjoy.
Back to the moon.
And that was Boyish by Hippocampus.
That did end very suddenly. But our next song, I believe it to be a jam. It's For the Girl by the Fratellis.
What's the difference between a jam and a banger, Joe?
I don't know. This is a very philosophical debate that we have to get into at some point. But I don't think our show allows enough time for that.
Only Jordan is qualified to nominate songs as bangers, so.
That is true.
I disagree.
Also, I don't feel like finding the PSA, so I'm something about 9 million dead kids. Anyway, enjoy. And that was For the Girl by the Fratellis.
Our next song is The Last of the Real Ones by Fall Out Boy, a song me and Joe are both very excited for.
Yeah, we are.
He liked it a lot more than Young and Menace.
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying. I also enjoyed it more than Champion, which I thought was a very solid single.
Each song just keeps getting better and better, and I can't wait for their new album.
Yep, same. Since they've put off the release of the album, I seem that it's gotten better.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Dying green, what our names in the wet concrete. I wonder if the therapist knows everything.
And that was the last of the real ones by Fall Out Boy.
Next up, we have a song that was released a little less than a month ago by an artist making her debut on Don't Assume My Genre, because she recently put her music up on Spotify. This is Taylor Swift with her brand new banger, .. Ready for it?
I was really regretting this day.
Okay, so that was Ready For It by Taylor Swift, which, by the way, Alex did not condone that song, and that is because our show has a new format, which I completely neglected to mention at the beginning, but if you remember our great No Veto Weeks from last year, we now do that every week, so we don't really coordinate things.
Yeah, we got many people telling us that our No Veto Weeks are better than our actual, normal weeks, so... Yeah.
You know, we may still have
this song was really good.
We may still have the occasional themed week, but this is our format from now on. So, you want to take it away, Alex?
I do want to take it away. Our next song is "As I Do" by Purity Ring, or as Joe likes to call it, Acido. Acido.
Acido.
Because it's all one word.
Acido. Let's acid go.
Recognizing your fortuitous spine.
That was As I Do by Purity Ring.
All right, so our next song is Come Back Home by We Are the In Crowd, a band I hadn't even heard of 3 months ago, but over the summer became one of my favorite bands. So let's sit back and enjoy the music.
What you mean to me? Things will never be the way they were before. I guess you can't count on anything. Everything I know about poetry. I still pretend I know what it means. Remember picking out who we wanna be. Back when we didn't know anything.
That was We Are the In Crowd with Come Back Home.
I am very excited for our next song. It is
As
Royal,
am I.
It is Royal by Water Parks, a band that me and Joe had both like seen over the summer.
You did.
And they were amazing.
Yep. Last week we played you The Rex, who we also saw. And now Water Parks, who also played at that concert. We are not going to play Swimmers, maybe one song, but they were pretty bad.
Joe thinks they were bad. I thought they were all right, but that's not important. What is important is that Water Parks are really good.
And better than Swimmers.
And better than Swimmers.
Also, All Time Low is there. We're probably going to play them at some point, but not now.
Yeah. All right, so enjoy.
Yes, I don't need Jordan here. This is a banger.
Shut down the gold rush in my head because we're out of work. I'm living proof of compromise, be back in time with no return. I'm sick of being Houston. I'm sick of everything, I've been around enough to get used to. I'm proof of consequences and exhausting common sense. And I kill what I built, a common misconfidence. We'll be right back.
about your future, but I'm just not in the picture. Maybe I missed the frame, maybe I'm seconds late, always late.
Work myself to death, don't believe me, ask Jeff. And I'm doing alright, but it's alright enough, cause I'm living my dreams, but I live at home, cause everything is on the down low.
That was Royal by Water Parks.
Our next song is Paper Cut by Linkin Park, a band Alex and I are both very much fans of.
This happens to be my favorite Linkin Park song, too, or at least one of them.
It's one of my favorites, too. Unfortunately, as you probably know, their lead singer died over the summer. It was very unfortunate.
I was very upset about it.
We'll play this in remembrance of Chester Bennington.
Inside.
And that was Paper Cut by Linkin Park. Once again, it's quite a banger.
A great song. All right, our next song is Easier by Mansionaire, and I don't know anything about this song except that I like it, so just enjoy. That was Easier by Mansionaire.
Now, I know all the dedicated listeners of Don't Assume My Genre.
All two of you?
All five, I think, now.
I don't know if they're dedicated, but they're listening.
They're wondering, where was this Paramore pick of the week? Well, It's not at the beginning, but I'm playing it right now. This is Idol Worship from their new album that came out in May, After Laughter. I finally get to share with my audience. It's great. And that was Idol Worship by Paramore. Great track off their new album. Highly recommend you give it a listen.
And unfortunately, we are now on our last song. It's called Conscious by Broods, and it's probably one of my favorite songs right now. Great way to end the set, so enjoy.
Such a pretty light, I can be beautiful, I can be right. I can hold my own when I feel at home, I can be tender, I can be kind. When I'm on my feet, I can't take the heat. But when I get low, I prefer the cold, I can be a hard light to ignite. All my nightmares feel like real life.
And that was our last song, Conscious by Broods.
So, it's good to be back again, even though this was my second time being back.
I'm so happy to be back doing the show again.
Yeah, this is quite the...
You guys sound so excited.
We are.
We are very excited,
I'm shaking my
Will.
Boots right now.
I am so excited.
This is...
Actually, that is the most excited I've ever seen you, Alan.
Oh, wow, thanks, Will. I'm sure nobody can even hear you because you don't have a mic right now.
That's okay. Ha! Got him!
I have a mic. In case the viewers don't know what's happening, we're having a discussion with Will over here.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
just want to say thanks to CBNT for joining us.
Yeah, it was really nice of them.
And also Will.
And
also
some guy just wandered in with a beard. Anyway, this has been Don't Assume My Genre. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And we will play music for you next week.